Rick, I think, asked me to do this because no matter who does this message, no matter who treats this subject, is going to get himself in trouble. And Rick didn't want the trouble on his own back. I can come in and do it, and I'm gone. So you can chase me down at my blog and leave comments there. But he wanted me to do this message on the history of Calvinism. And, you know, there's been a running controversy in the church over the doctrines of election, the sovereignty of God, the question of human free will for centuries, literally almost two millennia. So what I want to do is I'd love to actually do biblical exposition for you. I prefer to do that. I would do that. But he asked for a survey of history. That's what I'll do. I'll start with two quick, easy definitions. These are simplified. These are not technical definitions. But just so you understand what we're talking about, Calvinism, of course, is shorthand as a theological term for the kind of theology that stresses the grace of God and God's own initiative in the salvation of sinners. Its counterpart, Arminianism, which is likewise just shorthand for theology that stresses human free will. Now, hopefully,